Father Brendan Quinlan, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Joe.
How are you? You're parish priest in Ballygall Road in Finglas in Dublin.
I am. Could I just say I feel so sorry about Maura Buckley, because I was in the inner city for 10 years and you were.
Oh, my God.
So I feel dreadful for the teachers. I'd give them all a gold medal down there, but her in particular, I have to give a special one to her because she was really dedicated.
That's the picture that's been painted here this afternoon. Father Brendan, it's something else, however.
I know sorry.
That's arisen and been pointed out to us by, it was in your newsletter in the Ballygall Road Mother of Divine Grace Church, and that is that Comreg, who were in charge of the price of your stamp and the quality of your postal services and the quality of your telephone, so all these really important things, they've now decided that you and a lot of people like you are breaking the law.
Yeah. We transmit a daily mass here to the people, to the housebound, at 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 on a Sunday. And I knew it was a sort of a grey area, but I didn't know quite recently that we were in fact breaking the law, not only in transmitting mass, but also in actually having this equipment, because we have no license to transmit.
So what you were doing, which a lot of parishes are doing, you were simply broadcasting the mass to the houses nearby.
Yeah, to the housebound especially, yeah.
And I'm sure it was greatly appreciated.
Oh, it's kind of a pastoral lifeline. And they keep in touch with what's happening in the parish through this means.
So the Comreg have decided that you're a threat to what?
Well, apparently, I don't know the technicalities of it, but the area that we have, we're told, is interfering with essential services on the airwaves, and that we're interrupting planes landing and so on.
And had you... Well,
I had no idea that this was happening.
And had this been pointed out to you before by the aviation authority that you were...
No,
that
no
people were coming in on a wing and a prayer into Dublin Airport?
No.
Well, you would have known about it, surely, if you were interfering with planes.
Well, that's what we were told. They got on to the guy who actually installed the system, and he contacted us and relayed that we were breaking the law and that we should switch off.
And you have?
Well, it's gone. Equipment and all is gone. So we don't know what way we're going to communicate and what wave to our housebound. It was really a lifeline.
We were on to the Irish Aviation Authority when you told us this, that Comreg had told you it was the IAA that shot you down. And they're saying they made a suggestion to Comreg, but it wasn't a matter of complaint as far as they were concerned. They were just making a suggestion. There was one air traffic control frequency. There was interference on one air traffic control frequency only, and that was being heard by an aircraft in the air. And one suggestion was that it could be the masses.
Yeah.
And Comreg, or the Irish Aviation Authority, didn't want you shut down now. They said he just wanted to maybe the masses move to a different frequency or whatever. But you've been shut down.
We have, yeah. Well, we did so voluntarily, knowing that now we're told it's breaking the law.
But you're a pirate radio broadcaster.
Yeah, I know that. And it's a rather difficult thing to do, cut off when we're providing such an important service to many of the housebound.
Okay, well, it's not just happening in Finglas and Dublin. It's also happening in Ballinasloe. Joe Malloy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
On 1857-15-815, what's happening down there?
Well, it's much the same as your previous caller outlined. I was at Mass yesterday morning, and I was just looking at the parish newsletter, and it, just to quote briefly, it said, we have been warned that Comreg are stamping down on church radios. So until further notice, Mass from this church will not be on the radio until the situation is made legal.
So it's gone in Ballinasloe
as well? It's gone there as well, yes, been switched off.
And Joe, are there many planes flying over Ballinasloe?
Not too many. And if they are, they're flying at a tremendous height. So I can't see that we're causing them any problems.
And how long was the, insofar as you know, Joe, how long was your parish radio going for the Mass? It's only for Mass. It's not used for anything else, sure, isn't it?
No, just for the just daily for mass and the weekend Masses, that's all. And it's been going for the past 5 or 6 years. I was talking to our parish priest, Father Michael Finneran, and he said that the first he heard of it was he received a phone call from a Dublin company which installed the transmitter, Octronics, and they told him the situation and that Comreg had instructed them to advise all parishes who had transmitters installed to cease transmissions immediately. And apparently the rationale behind the order is to allocate to each parish sometime in the future a wavelength which will not interfere with other legitimate transmissions. That's the rationale behind it. Now, we have no problem whatever with Comreg's plans in this regard. Obviously, they must regularise or legalise the situation. Our concern is that this process may take months or even years. So in the meantime, the people who are most in need of the service will be deprived of this, you know, this very important community link.
Well, when we got these communications from different parts of the country today, from Ballygall and from Ballinasloe, as far apart, we got onto the communications regulator, but the body, it's a full-time staff body, but the communications regulator doesn't wish to communicate on the air today, with Liveline at least. So what do you think of the decision?
Well, I think it's a regrettable decision. I mean, as I said, we have no problem with their overall plans, but I mean, we've been operating this for the past 5 or 6 years, and
what was it abused?
Not at all.
Was it used for other programs where there was advertising?
No, absolutely not. As the priest went out on the altar, he switched on the transmitter, which is in a press in the sacristy. Mm-hmm. And when he came back in from saying Mass, switched it off again.
And were there ever any complaints to your knowledge,
Joe? Never the slightest.
And as Father Brendan in Ballygall, was there ever any complaints in Ballygall, Father Brendan?
The only complaints we might get occasionally would be the quality of sermons, but not the means of communication.
The content.
Yeah.
So you're the same as RTE, so.
Right.
Let me bring Anna Amelia in, if I can. Anna, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You rely on this broadcast.
Yes, I do. I'm housebound pretty much most of the time. And on a Sunday morning is when I tune in.
Oh, you're in Kildare, so it was announced it's gone in Kildare as well. It's gone all over the country, so.
It's absolutely, because I tuned in as usual yesterday morning, and I couldn't get it. And when my husband came home from Mass, he brings home communion to me. I asked him, I just said to him I couldn't get the blooming Mass this morning, and he said, well, you won't be getting it anymore either, because they have to close down. And he gave me the newsletter, and again, it was in the newsletter that they'd been informed by the Department of Communication that it's illegal for them to use the airwaves to broadcast from the church. And unfortunately, they have stopped.
And Anna, were you aware of any complaints about this Mass being broadcast locally?
Not at all. None in the world. I mean, when you listen to the Mass, you don't just get Mass, which obviously is what you're looking for. But you get the local news. You hear the kiddies going, making their communion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And you get the local notices, and then you get the sermon, as Father Brent.
You do, but most important, like, you hear local people reading. It makes you feel a part of the community. You're not as isolated as you feel. And I mean, for someone like me, or someone who's very, very old, and we know when you're old, Mass is vital. It, you know, you really have to go to Mass because it has become a part of your life.
So what do you think of the Comreg clampdown on the 10 o'clock Mass being broadcast?
I think it's a load of rubbish, to be quite truthful. I think it's a load of rubbish. What in God's name is a half an hour, 20 minutes daily?
But it's pirate radio, that's what they're saying.
So?
These are all pirate radio stations.
Well, if they were
operating in the name of the Lord.
If they were preaching something, well, I mean, let's face it, he was the most subversive of us all. So what harm is it doing, Joe? Mm-hmm. It's providing an emotional security. It's providing contact with their community. It's giving people a lifeline.
And Anna, where did you pick it up on your dial? Was it near Radio 1 or was it near 2FM? Or?
No, it's not near any of them.
Well, do you know what frequency was it on? Was it?
I do. It's on 107.
107, which is way up.
Absolutely. I mean, it is nowhere near anything else.
It didn't interfere with anything. It didn't, as far as you could work out.
No, and I mean, when I couldn't get it, nothing else came in. All I had was static.
Father Brendan, do you know what frequency you were on?
I think it was around 106.5, I think.
Okay, you didn't interfere now with News Talk or any of those stations, did you?
I wouldn't have a clue, because...
Well, you didn't get any complaints. News Talk would be on to you quick enough, hopefully.
Absolutely none, whatsoever.
And you're adamant you got no complaints about this from anybody?
None. Okay. None whatsoever.
Because you're close enough to the airport, so I presume if on a Sunday morning your mass was being heard in the cockpits of EI 104 or whatever it is, that you would have got a complaint quick enough, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But we're just going on what we were told.
Well, as we're now hearing, it's all across the country, comrade, have said, shut down your church radios. By the way, is Peggy in there? Peggy, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joseph.
You're on the Navan Road in Dublin 7.
Yes, I am, yeah.
And
yeah.
You rely on this mass on your on your radio.
Just at the moment, I am housebound for quite a few weeks, and I always thought it was a great idea when I heard about it. Mm-hmm. Then got a private radio, much to my surprise, really. I didn't think I was sort of old enough to be listening to that on the radio. But it's marvellous. I think it's marvellous, particularly for older people, or housebound people.
And it's a 10 o'clock mass, is it, Peggy?
You can get 10, sometimes you get 9, sometimes I root around, and even I think I get Fibs or Cabra on the thing if I can't find my own station. But I just think it is appalling to think of cutting it off. I can't imagine it interfering with anybody.
But they're saying it's interfering with aircraft.
So I heard, yeah. Well, I've lots of aircraft over here, and it doesn't... Well, I see lots of aircraft anyway going by the window.
But you found it spiritually uplifting, but...
Yeah. Well, now, this morning, like, for instance, a gentleman up the road whom I know died, and his funeral mass. And it was really sort of nice to be able to hear what they said and what his son said about him and all. I was surprised, but it was lovely to get it. So
it's obviously looking at the cultures. All across the country, they're shutting down. But all
they
were providing an unsung service for in terms of being nationally recognised, which they weren't. And it's only when Comrade came along and have now shut them all down that people are complaining. But anyway, maybe it's...
I only heard that today when you brought it up earlier on the programme. And I must say, I was really surprised because...
Because if one of them is illegal, they're all illegal.
Yeah, I suppose so, really. Well, maybe they can rectify that, you know. I hope they can anyway, because it's depriving. I mean, please God, I'll get back to trotting across the road, but not just at the moment, because the church is quite close to me. But there's so many people housebound.
As we heard last week, there's so many people around the country now dependent on their local parish and any communication at all. A lot of people aren't getting a lot in terms of the society we live in today. Father Brendan, to finish, are you going to complain to Comreg, or are you just going to live in hope?
Well, I think the latter. We can't complain about breaking the law. You know, we just hopefully some of the expertise will give us a way, a legal way.
Could you just apply for a licence?
What would that cost?
I don't know. I think they're fairly cheap.
We can try.
Yeah.
We can try.
That's obviously a very valuable service.
Absolutely. We have three nursing homes here. A lot of people listen in, as well as the elderly who live in our parish.
Okay. Well, your dulcet tones will not be heard on the airwaves after this live line broadcast, which is a terrible, terribly unfortunate, because you've a lovely way about your Father Brendan Quinlan, and also thanks to our other callers around the country. Your local church mass being broadcast around the houses is illegal. You're all breaking the law. Is John Hayes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You're a radio buff. You say to say that the local mass is being broadcast from the spire of your local church every morning at 10 o'clock are interfering with aircraft is baloney.
Yeah, it is. Absolute and total utter. I would call it something else, but it's not in the day with it. Air traffic control operates on the digital system.
So a mass being broadcast on 107.2 and the at 10 o'clock...
FM band, which is the top end of the domestic FM band, which is analogue.
So you're saying the aircraft, modern aircraft, are operating on something completely different?
Yes, digital, like your digital TV. If you try and get an analogue single on your digital TV, you won't get one. Hence, if you try to get a digital single on your analogue TV, you won't get it.
So what could they be interfering with? Because the Irish Aviation Authority, in fairness to them, they say they haven't complained, despite what Comreg say. There was interference on one air traffic control frequency only being heard by an aircraft in the air. And one suggestion was that it could be the mass. They made this suggestion to hang on, I'll just finish this. They made this suggestion to Comreg, and they emailed Comreg saying this, just asking the question, and they said it wasn't a matter of complaint as such. But Comreg have decided that they are illegal.
Somebody else could have made a complaint to what would be up here would be the radio, Department of Trade and Industry Radio Investigation Service, maybe bleed over or something like that, but it would be on the FM frequency, and it certainly wouldn't be emergency services, because they're all digital.
And they're all up in 107, the church masses, apparently, wherever they are. Does 107 on the FM band, does that interfere, say, with emergency services?
No, it doesn't. How would it? Because they're all digital. They're all away off in a different spectrum altogether.
So, John...
You're sitting broadcasting on FM, you're broadcasting in the Stone Age. And on digital, you're broadcasting in the year 3030.
And all the modern aircraft, would they be on FM? No.
Every single one of them. No, there wouldn't be none of them. They might have an FM receiver, maybe plugged in somewhere for somebody listening to a local radio station, you know, one of the staff. But the whole radio system on board, the whole system is computerised and it's digital. It has been for years. 104 up here, 104 to 108 FM was only released years ago for the likes of community stations and whatever.
Okay.
And they wouldn't be powering enough power from a church. They wouldn't be firing enough power to do anyone any damage.
I remember, John, that the power of the Lord behind them as well as the little generator.
That's another point. Who can tell who to actually what they can do on the airways? Because doesn't God own the airways first? And only allows the Civil Aviation Authority or whatever to use the airways?
In his name.
In his name.
Stay there, John. Just briefly, Mary Hurley is over in Temple Ogan, Dublin. Mary, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You say you can hear Father Brendan Quinlan.
I know him.
But I hope you know. I hope you're not picking him up on your radio, because he's over in Ballygall in North Dublin.
Oh, no. I know him for the last 40 years.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, if anybody should get the freedom of Dublin, it's Brendan Quinlan, for the good work he's done, particularly around Sheriff Street and Kilnamanna and now Fingal. God bless him. But all I wanted to say, Joe, that it's a very, to me, as well as a spiritual service, it's a very useful social service. And I don't know why it can't be legalised or whatever, you know, to take it away from its piracy, why it can't be made legal.
Overnight, I presume. Service. I presume you could just, why take it off and then say we'll make it legal or whatever? Why not just make it legal and let them stay on?
Exactly. And God knows if they need to shorten
it. Unless, of course, they were a threat. But according to John Hayes, who seems to know what he's talking about, that they can't interfere.
No. And sure, you have Vatican Radio, so why can't you have Scotch Radio in Ireland as well, you know?
Mary, Tony Buckley and Kerry tells me, you there, Tony? Tony tells me that there's another way around this, Tony. Go ahead briefly. Tony, go ahead.
Hi, Joe. Down here in Kerry, we have a system where they're broadcasting using a citizens' band. You may be familiar with the CBs that were around 20 years ago. And they're coming back again, and they died out quite a bit, and the churches have started to use them, and they're serving quite well now. They're not illegal, provided they don't use high power and use very large aerials.
But you have to buy a receiver.
Yes, but you can buy receivers. There are handheld receivers that you could buy with either batteries or a power unit, and they didn't cost a lot. I mean, if you go out and buy a very expensive CB with all kinds of panels, bands and channels...
But you can see people's point that on their normal radio, you can just switch from one to the other.
Yeah,
so
but I may have missed the beginning of your programme, so this may have been announced already.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is...
So the CB is a way round it down in Kerry. I want to bring Father Pascal Moore in Piltown and Kilkenny. Father Pascal.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You have a radio station as well.
We have the radio transmitted from the church. Yeah, we have...
You know it's illegal.
So I believe, yeah.
And you could be fined.
So I believe.
And you could be sent to prison.
So I believe, yeah.
And you're a pirate broadcaster in the name of the Lord.
So I'm told, yeah.
And what in the name of God are you up to then?
Well, you know, I believe that we are giving a service to our parish that no local radio or national radio would ever be able to fulfill. We're given a terrific service. I'm going for the last 5 or 6 years.
And what do you think of this decision by Comrade to put you off the air?
Oh, I'm very upset over it. And the people are shocked and you know, very disappointed. And, you know, I think it's very sad that now, after all those years, people used to it, that all of a sudden we're told that that's it, you know. And I believe that if they want to put us off the radio, off the air, they should be able to legalise us. You know, the local radio stations came into existence from pirate radios because there was a need there for that service. And, you know, what we're doing exactly, it's a fierce need.
Well, were you aware community. That you were illegal, Father Pascal?
Sorry?
Were you aware that the broadcasting the mass just locally in Kilkenny, in Piltown, wherever you were, it was illegal?
Was I aware it was illegal?
Yeah.
Well, I probably was, but I didn't, I felt that the need, I didn't feel we were interfering with anybody, and I felt that we were providing a terrific service.
Okay, and there's other angles, Father Pascal, stay with us, that people don't appreciate. This mass, as we heard, it was a great social service, also had a local flavour. People got all the local news and
that's right, Jack,
terms and notices.
Yeah, we do that all
and
the
even
time.
The readers, people would have been known to... But stay there, Michael Bourke is on the line. Michael, there's another aspect of it as well. You're a truck driver. And you say truck drivers, when they drive through towns at 10 o'clock in the morning, can tune in and get mass.
Yeah, great job, Dove. I get free mass. Where would you get it? You get it on different channels. You'd often just come across it. The other priest said they had it on CBs, but that must be a way around it, because that's what we must be hearing now.
Well,
just a CB in the lorry, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a CB early on, and I found it very... unsatisfactory. I mean, people were getting it. We charged money to give them those transmitters, and well, the parish paid for them. But when they put on those transmitters, they had to put them up against a radiator. They had to turn them upside down. They wouldn't get it in one room. They might get it in another room. And the person who was confined to the bed couldn't hear it at all because it wasn't able to be got in that room. That was very unsatisfactory.
So, what do you want to say to Comrade?
What I want to say to them is, I want. The people of our parish are very adamant that we should have this little radio coming from the church, this service.
But now
and
that's...
What I would say to them is, allow us to be legal. Legalise us. I know this thing about interfering with the aircraft and all. Why, you know, how come all the other radio stations, all the other ones are not interfering with aircraft?
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think they should legalise this. Very important.
Okay, thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.